This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. We're featuring the voices of veterans on KUNC this week. It's a part of StoryCorps' Military Voices Initiative. To begin, a love story. Army Major Roy Allen Gilbert and his wife, retired Army Captain Alice Gilbert, deployed separately to Iraq in 2007. For the next few years, contact was sporadic and difficult for the newlyweds until they found a way to stay together. They sat down with StoryCorps earlier this year and told their story, starting from the day they met.
We had a class together.
ROTC.
ROTC, yeah. At Southern Illinois University was where we met. Mm-hmm. And it was during, a first-year class or something. And I'd been in the Army for a couple of years already.
And you were the kid that sat in the back that all the girls had a crush on.
We saw each other at Pinch Penny Pub.
Yep. You offered to make me a homemade meal.
And
we watched Top Gun that night.
We watched Top Gun, and the rest was history. We got married in November, right after Thanksgiving. We didn't really spend much time after that for the next 3 years. I got ready to go on active duty.
So I know what that day felt like on my end.
I mean, for me, it was a whirlwind, but I'd love to hear it from your side.
So we watched Seabiscuit that morning because you left in the afternoon. And then we had to leave partway through. Drove on to post and all the families were standing around. And you guys all got into your platoons. And you looked great standing back there. You looked like the Gilbert that I absolutely fell in love with in ROTC. And you guys marched away singing your cadence. We were very proud. But I remember hanging on to your dad and just, I couldn't physically stand up. It was just physical pain. And he put his arm around me underneath my arm and just held me. Cried hysterically for a minute and got back to the house. And we're like, well, let's just watch a movie. You know, we'll order some pizza. And Seabiscuit came on. And we both went scrambling for the TV to turn it off. And I never did turn it back on until we were back home and we watched it together. You remember shaking out your, repacking your bag?
No.
When we got in the car to go to the airport, you hadn't taken any of your bags out of the car. And so your sleeping bag was still packed in your backpack.
Yeah.
And you shook out your sleeping bag when you pulled it out of the car, and glass shards went everywhere.
Yeah, because the building that I was in when that explosion happened just collapsed on us. And the glass got blown in. And yeah, I don't remember that.
It was like glitter.
In October of 2007... you came to Iraq. Mm-hmm. You and I were in two different provinces. You know, you were in Iraq. I didn't want to leave Iraq. So I redeployed. I think I had asked you at that point whether or not I could just stay, if I could ask for a transfer to your brigade and just go to the Babel province. It took all of July and August to convince every level of leadership up to the division commander that I wasn't crazy, that I wanted to go back, and that I had a legitimate reason for wanting to go back. And then one day I got a signed memo from the division commander saying I was allowed to go back.
I came in probably, 8:30 in the morning or so, and the guys that run the radios at night were just like, your husband's here. I'm like, what? Your husband's here. He's looking for you. He's been in here. We ran out of the tent, and there you were, just like in the middle of the road, just standing there. You're like, hi. That was the first thing you said. My God.
And we stayed. We were in different...
Different tents.
Tents, you know, different shoes for a while. Did we joke about it and call it Lover's Lane
or
something?
It was Lover's Lane.
Lover's Lane, because there were so many married couples in that brigade that they moved us all into essentially married quarters in Fob Khal Su, Iraq.
That was the first time we got to live together.
I would go anywhere in the world to be with you.
Literally went to war for me.
I love you.
Love you.
Alice separated from active duty in 2011 as a captain of the U.S. Army. She now works in the nonprofit sector. Major Gilbert is currently serving in the Army Reserves and works as a geographic information systems analyst. They have a daughter and live in Fort Collins. All the interviews you'll hear this week were recorded by StoryCorps at Colorado State University earlier this year. Excerpts were selected and produced by KUNC. To hear more, go to KUNC.org.